Eighth peg of Bamakama, first Mishnah. This peg deals with chavolus, which means a person who wounds another person. Yeah, special payments that have to be paid in such a situation. The five payments one potentially have to pay if he wounds his friend. Benezek, if he caused a permanent damage which caused the person to be permanently limited in what he can do, and therefore his value goes down, he has to pay the difference of value, assess it as if he'd be the that's being sold. If the price went down, then he had to pay that difference. Tsar, that he pays how much a person would, if he has to have, let's say, a limb was cut off, if he has to have a limb cut off anyway, how much he would pay to have it cut off with anesthesia, over being cut off without anesthesia. Repoys, medical expenses, shevis, the fact that he's unemployed, he already paid for the nezek, so you pay the unemployment amount on a lower level, as we'll see later. Bosh is embarrassment. Nezek hates that. How do we assess the nezek? Simus Einoi, he blinded him. Kitas Yoda, he chopped off his hand. Shivas Ragli, broke his leg in a fashion or removed a part of his leg. Rai Mosigilu Ever and Imkibashuk, Shom Kamal Yofu, Kamal Yofu. We assess him, evaluate him as if he was a servant being sold in the Shuk, and we assess how much he was worth before and how much he's worth now. Tsar, Kilu Bishpud or Yamaspe, if he burned him with a skewer or a nail, I feel out zipon of the makom shein osech habura, even it's on the fingernail, which won't cause a wound but causes pain. Oyimdim kam adam kiyotzi b'zeh reitz litzel yis mitzta b'kach. Like we explained before, we evaluate how much he'd be willing that we anyway would have to have it done, how much he'd pay more to have it done with anesthesia. Ripoy, he caught chayav d'rapos, he wounded him, he has to pay for his medical expenses. Ol bot smochim, if he got some type of blisters from the wound. Imachmas maka chayv. This is the result of the original maka is chayv. Shalamachmas a maka potter. If it's not because of the maka, then he doesn't have to pay. He didn't follow medical advice and got himself into trouble. Chayse v'nister, chayse v'nister. It got better and then it got worse again. Got better and got worse. Chayv l'raposa. You have to heal until he's completely healed. But if Chayzi Kol Tzok, he was completely healed, then Eino Chayv L'Rapos, you don't have to be Merapim anymore. Shevis, Rai Moisekilu, Shemei Kishuim. The Shevis, we pay him if he'd be a watchman for a field of pumpkins, squash, how much he would get paid. Shekfar Nozim, Leidim Yodav, Dmei Ragu. We're talking about a person who's wounded and he can't walk anymore. So we already paid him for the change in value, for the fact that he can't do regular work. Now that he's sick, he can't even do that work, so you pay the shevis of that type of labor, like a watchman's labor. Boishes are called from Avayish, from Avayish. You assess the amount of boishes depending on the one who's embarrassing him and the one who's being embarrassed. The low life is being invaza, chubad of persons, that's a lot more than the other way around. Mevayish is a orum, a person who is mevayish, a person who is naked. So it's talking about that he was partially undressed and undressed him completely. Mevayish is suma, embarrassing somebody who's blind. Mevayish is a yoshin, somebody sleeping. He's chayiv because the maisa is embarrassing these people, even though they have a certain limited embarrassment. Yoshin should be yish potter. A person was sleeping, and while he was sleeping, he did something to somebody which embarrassed him. Then he's potter because it has to be done intentionally in order to pay the chiv of pushes. Nochel al gag v'hizik v'biyish. The person fell off the roof. He was negligent in the fact that he was walking in a fashion that he shouldn't have been walking, and he fell off the roof. So chayv al nezik v'potter l'boishes. He had to pay for the nezik because to adam who's mazik, even if it's karv la'ines, he's still chayv, because he has to be more careful about himself. But boish is the only chayv when you do it intentionally. And therefore here, which he didn't intentionally fall off the roof. He was a smart aleck and thought he'd get away with it. Therefore, you don't have to pay boishes. Shenema v'shilcha yoda v'chzikim b'mavushav. That she'll stretch out her hand and she'll hold on to him in a way that will be embarrass him. That's einu chayv ala boishes ad shetei miskaven. It has to be something that was done intentionally.